Bien, buenas tardes. Bienvenidos al aula Unamuno del edificio histórico de la Universidad de Salamanca. Gracias por asistir y participar en este acto de inauguración del curso del Máster Latin American Europe in a Global World, la GLOBE, promovido junto a la Universidad de París 3, Noël Sorbonne. Su rector nos acompaña y quiero destacar y agradecer de manera muy especial su presencia, merci beaucoup, al rector profesor Yamil Daklia, universidad coordinadora de este máster, también promovido con la Universidad de Estocolmo. Nos acompaña la profesora Karin Helmersson, que es la asesora principal de Relaciones Internacionales del rector de la Universidad de Estocolmo. Thank you very much. Also for your collaboration and también nos acompaña quien pronunciará la conferencia de hoy, institución que patrocina y apoya el programa, la Fundación EULAC, la doctora Paola Amadei. Muchas gracias, es su directora ejecutiva y disertará esta tarde, será la conferencia inaugural. Las distintas intervenciones se van a producir en francés, inglés y español. Son las lenguas en las que se impartirá el programa en las universidades de Estocolmo, París 3 y Salamanca, así que se inicia ya en esta versión de tres lenguas el programa. Le doy la palabra en primer lugar, I give the word to Karin Helmersson, asesora principal de Relaciones Internacionales del rector de la Universidad de Estocolmo. Por favor.
Thank you. It will be a multilingual evening for you. So it's the first practice maybe for your program. Is this on? Yeah, it's on. It's on. Just me having a weak voice. Good evening, colleagues, students, ladies and gentlemen. We are all proud to be here for the inauguration of this master's program, which is rather unique. The second semester takes place in Stockholm, Sweden. That's why I am here. Sweden is the fifth largest country in Europe, but only a small fraction of the European population lives there. The fact that there has been peace for 200 years is probably the most important factor for the development and well-being of my country. Historically, we were farmers, loggers, and miners. But over the centuries, Swedish dependence on timber and iron ore has given way to an emphasis on human resources. And today, knowledge is Sweden's prime asset, with education kept in the public domain and developed to a standard that ranks consistently among the highest in OECD countries. The three largest universities in Stockholm cooperate in many different ways, and just recently Karolinska Institutet, the Royal Institute of Technology and Stockholm University formed the alliance Stockholm Trio. By acting as a common player, the Stockholm Trio and our three universities will be an even stronger voice in the global world of academia and make possible more international agreements like the one forming your program and collaborations for both education and research. Stockholm University was founded in 1878, so it's a rather new university, and it was founded to be a radical alternative to the traditional universities. Now, as then, the university stands for openness and accessibility and plays an active role in society. A modern university with a multicultural environment, Stockholm University is one of the world's top 100 higher education institutes. We offer a wide range of possibilities for the lifelong learning. 30,000 students are active within science, humanities and social sciences. Stockholm University is a research-based university, and we have a dynamic crossover between teaching and research. We have high-quality education, including many multidisciplinary programs and courses, and we offer more and more courses and programs also in English. The Latin America Institute is one of our institutes, and maybe one of our older oldest institutes. And it's an institute that's been very successful during the last decade or so. EULAC and Erasmus Mundus have made the master program we are here to celebrate possible. It is an exciting and very interesting program, and we are really looking forward to welcoming the students to Stockholm in January. I can add that we are several who wishes that such a program would have been at hand when we were students. We would have taken it, or applied to it, at least. Together with others, we can get even stronger. Many of the Stockholm University students have the option to study one or two semesters at a foreign university. And in parallel, about a fifth of all international students in Sweden come to the Stockholm Trio universities. At our university, the number of visiting students, as well as international recruitment of PhD students and faculty, is constantly rising. And even though students from this program will form a very small part of the student population, you do form an important part. You could say that you are our future ambassadors, and I really hope that the time you will spend in the program and next semester in Stockholm and Stockholm University will be rewarding and enjoyable for all of you. So good luck with your studies, and see you in January. Thank you.
Muchas gracias a la asesora principal de Relaciones Internacionales del rector de la Universidad de Estocolmo, profesora Karin Helmersson. Efectivamente, es la labor de tres institutos potentes de Latinoamérica, la Universidad de Estocolmo, la Universidad de París III y aquí en Salamanca, la que explica el desarrollo de este programa. Es para nosotros un honor colaborar con la Universidad de París III, a cuyo rector, el doctor Yamil Daclia, doy ahora la palabra. Por favor.
Señor rector de la Universidad de Salamanca, señora vicerectora para los asuntos internacionales de la Universidad de Estocolmo, muy estimados colegas de las universidades de Salamanca, de Estocolmo y de París III, estimados estudiantes, it's a pleasure and an honor to join you from Paris to celebrate the opening of the European Joint Master Degree on Latin America and Europe in a global world, La Globe. I would like to start by expressing all the gratitude of our university, the Université of Sorbonne Nouvelle, to our partners in this extraordinary European project, the University of Salamanca and the University of Stockholm. We are particularly proud to host this project with these two partners, and I am here to assert the full commitment of my university to support this very important undertaking. I would also like to thank the European Commission for the hope and trust they placed in this project. This master degree is a result of a long-term cooperation that started over a decade ago with the binational master degree between the universities of Salamanca and of Paris in 2007. In 2012, it became an international master degree and was then joined 3 years later by the University of Stockholm. They became the third and essential founding partner of the European master degree that we initiate today. Obtaining European funding is not an easy task for an international master degree project. This extraordinary result would not have been possible without the commitment of Professor Francisco Sanchez, director of the Ibero-American Institute of the University of Salamanca, and Andrés Rivarola and Magnus Lemke, both professors in Latin American Studies at the University of Stockholm. I know that such a project cannot be achieved without sleepless nights and working weekends. So my congratulations to each of them for this collective success. I would also like to thank Olivier Compagnon, the former director of the Latin American Studies of our University of Sorbonne Nouvelle, who supported this project, and to the new director of this institute, Professor Capucine Guada, who will bring the institute to new heights and whose presence here testifies of her commitment to this European master degree, as well as to Professor Sébastien Velu, who has recently accepted to join the team. I would like to express my gratitude to Rebecca Ornelas as well, the International Relations Manager of the HEL, for her special dedication to this project. Now, let me say a few words to you, the students of the very first generation of this European joint master degree. First, I would like to congratulate you for being here and for having demonstrated all the skills and knowledge needed to pass the selection test and join us today. This is the only master degree that will offer tools to understand the 21st century reality of both Europe and Latin America, thanks to the close collaboration of researchers and professors from three partner universities, six associated universities, and 15 leading international institutions or consultancy companies. The LAGLOBE master degree reflects the constant evolution of the relations between Europe and Latin America and the common challenges they face, reflecting new political, economic, social, and cultural realities. The four semester spent in the three partner universities and in an internship will equip future researchers, policymakers, and leaders in civil society or in the private and public sectors with a better understanding of the interaction between the two regions. Thus, I would like to encourage you, each of you, the 17 students of the third generation, to take the best out of this master degree program, which is unique in the European higher education panorama. What an extraordinary adventure you will live. Four semesters in four different universities with dedicated professors and unforgettable experiences in four beautiful different cities. It will start very fast and require both a quick adaptation to each university and dedication to learn as much as possible from the professors that will teach you each during one term. You will have the opportunity to discover and take the best of pedagogic research and professional trainings rooted in the culture of four countries, but also to live in four different cities and sharing this adventure with 16 other students from different backgrounds, disciplines, and countries. Together, you will build an extraordinary professional network across the oceans, in governments, international institutions, civil society organizations, universities, and the private sector. Dear students, in a couple of years, you will all start promising careers. You will be the ambassadors of this master degree and of our three partner universities. As such, we would certainly like you to implement and develop the skills, learnings, and scientific rigor that you will have acquired during these 2 years. We would also like you to remember the core values that are at the heart of this very special master degree and that have animated the people who have worked hard to make it a reality. This master is based on values that are at the core of our universities and their commitments, towards a humanist and global perspective on the challenges of our times by fostering cooperation in areas such as environment, good governance, international trade, human rights, gender equality, the reduction of poverty, and the strengthening of the ties between Latin America and Europe in teaching, research, politics, and society. This master's degree is indeed even more significant in a time when nationalisms are challenging the European Union and democracy in our continent as well as in the Americas and around the world. In this context, more than ever, it is important to train future experts and researchers with both theoretical and practical knowledge. Together, students, professors, and the administrative staff of all the partner universities, we will reassert the founding values of Europe and develop a global perspective rooted in a dialogue and mutual learning between partners from two continents. Thank you very much.
Muchas gracias al rector de la